Greetings, friends. This is a meditation I led for the Power of Community program hosted by the Houston Jung Center's Mind, Body, Spirit Institute. It was recorded live, so you might hear background noises. If you'd like to join the Power of Community for free weekly meditation sessions in English and Spanish, please see the link below. And if you'd like my free courses on Buddhist basics or my introduction to the Four Noble Truths, you can find links to those in the show notes too. May you and all beings be well. I wanted to kind of to do like this unwinding from the day kind of meditation. And I know depending on what time zone you're listening in, it might be the middle of the night. It might be in the middle of the day. But I feel like I want to do something that's kind of like a focus on your energy body. So this one is good anytime. We just get a longer amount of time to do it, but you know, you could do your own really short version of this, just a few breaths or something. And what we're really going to do is just use the imagination to kind of feel the energy of the breath flowing through the body and releasing tension. And I just want to say a little something about this because I think this is kind of what differentiates like a more spiritually oriented meditation from just like a simple, you know, mindfulness or relaxation meditation, which is also wonderful. But what we're going to do here, you know, I'm coming from the Buddhist tradition, but this is a commonly held belief in, you know, several major world traditions. The idea is that really, our mind isn't naturally crazy and like, you know, running all over the place the way it feels like. That really the natural state of our mind is rest. So the Taoists talk about this in terms of like water settling to its, you know, to its natural place. It just naturally flows downhill. There's like a settling. And there's a Buddhist image also that I really love for this, which is that our minds are like a pond. And if you're splashing around in the pond, you're stirring up all the gunk and all the mud and leaves and whatever from the bottom. But as soon as you just stop splashing, everything slowly starts settling. And usually we hear that in terms of the mind and thoughts. But here I want to actually try and feel it in terms of the body's energy too. So we might start with the more easily accessible parts of us, like, you know, the physical body, noticing what's going on in the mind, but I'm just going to invite you. Some people are more sensitive to body energy than others, but I'll invite you from the beginning. If you're somebody who's really in touch with your body's energy flow, see what happens if you're trying to let your energy settle. So I just wanted to give that really short explanation before we start. Because I think a lot of this it's very common, you know, we'll use the breath, we'll use body, we'll relax. But the point is not just to relax. The point is that we can actually start getting more in touch with our natural state, you know, our capital S self, however you think of that. So to that end, we can start settling into the seat. And if you'd like to turn your video off, if that makes you more comfortable, feel free. So I'm going to guide this meditation as though you're sitting, but if you'd like to lie down, if that's more comfortable, feel free. So here we are together online in a Zoom room, even if we're not physically together. As you settle in, if it makes sense to you, you can almost imagine that sort of beside you, in the room with you, around you, is everyone else who's on the screen. So we're all sharing a space together, and we're all supporting each other with the energy of our practice. If you'd like, you can let your eyes close, or you can leave them just slightly open, but gazing downward. You can invite all the muscles around the eyes to relax. All the muscles of the cheeks and mouth the jaw. You can invite them all to relax so that all the flesh of the face, all the muscles, all the skin, fatty tissues, connective tissues, everything just feels soft and relaxed. Then we can feel into the neck and throat area. We can invite all the tissues of that area to relax. The muscles, connective tissues. What happens if you invite your skin to relax? What happens if you invite your bones to relax? What happens if you invite your spinal cord and even your brain to relax? So we're inviting all the tissues, all the cells of the head and the neck and throat to relax. And then we can feel into the shoulders. Maybe feeling sensations on the skin. Maybe feeling the rise and fall of the shoulders against the clothes as we breathe. Invite all the tension in all the tissues of the shoulders, the skin, the muscles, even the bones. We just invite them all to relax. Then we can allow the attention to flow down into the chest and the upper back. Again, maybe feeling into the skin first. Contact between the skin and the clothes. And we can feel into the muscles, expanding and contracting. You can even feel into the heart muscle. Just take a moment and feel some gratitude for that amazing muscle. Just beating day and night. And now we can invite the entire area, the chest, the upper back, the heart, even the lungs. Why not? We just invite everything to relax. And the attention can flow down now into the mid-back and the upper abdomen, the lower back and the lower abdomen. Again, feeling into the skin of this area. Feeling into the muscles of this area. Feeling that expansion and contraction. You can even imagine feeling into all the organs of the abdomen. How often do you, at least imaginatively, check in with your spleen or your kidneys or your liver? Your intestines, your colon, and just say hello. Thank you for keeping me alive. And now we can invite this entire area to relax. Muscles releasing. skin, the fatty tissues, the muscles just getting soft and heavy. You can imagine all the organs of this area also somehow relaxing, somehow doing their jobs with a minimum of effort. Let's just sit for a moment, feeling the contact between the base of the body and the chair or cushion or mat that you're resting on. And invite your entire body to relax. Your cushion, your chair, it can support all of your weight. Your shoulders don't have to hunch and hold anything up. They can relax and droop down, be soft. Your back too can just use the minimum tension, minimum effort required. Mostly letting the spine hold us upright. So now we've used the body to begin the process of relaxation, of opening. In Tibetan descriptions of a human being, there are three levels to us. There's body, energy, and mind. The body, obviously, is the easiest to control. So during this practice session, if you find tension creeping back into certain areas of your body, just see what happens if you invite those areas to relax. You're not trying to force any relaxation, you're just seeing what happens if you give that area permission to let go. And as we settle into the body, we begin to settle more into the present moment. We begin to feel what's actually happening in our body, energy, mind system. And sometimes what's happening is just thought after thought after thought, and that's fine. But sometimes you might also notice these little glimpses of joy or peace or radiance. Maybe just a moment where you feel completely at rest. And in the Buddhist tradition, we would say that these moments are pointing toward your true nature. Your true nature is a luminous being. So for the rest of the meditation, if you notice a moment like that, of peace, of joy, of spaciousness, just any positive sensation, really, that you feel, see if you can hold that sensation, notice and appreciate and savor that sensation for at least maybe 3 or 4 breaths. Just see if you can keep your mind on that. And in the meantime, to give your brain something to do, but a very relaxed, very simple something, you can feel the air flowing in through your nostrils. Just imagine that with the in-breath, you're breathing in the energy of the universe. You're breathing in fresh energy. You're breathing in molecules that have been breathed by maybe dinosaurs millions of years ago. You're breathing in the physical molecules that connect us, but you're also breathing in energy. You can imagine that this flows in through your nostrils, up through the sinuses, down through the lungs, and you can imagine that it goes from the lungs deep down into the center of the abdomen with the in-breath. It's an area that in Chinese is called the Dantian. The Tibetans call it the Do, the Tsasum Dube Do. It's a few finger widths down from your navel and a few finger widths inside the body. We're just breathing this universal energy down into this place. And you can imagine, I like to imagine anyway, that here in the center of the abdomen, it's like our body's battery. This is where we can hold and store energy. And when we feel run down, we can just use that in-breath and the imagination. And if you like, pretend, or if you feel it, you can feel that you are bringing in a fresh charge to the center of the abdomen. So I'll be quiet and allow you to enjoy just some breathing in, some connecting to the universe, some fresh energy. If you'd like, you can ride the energy of the breath in through the nostrils, down into the center of the abdomen, and just allow your attention to stay in the center of the abdomen. Again, if you're sensitive to your body's energy, you can just feel the energy of that place. Let your mind rest there. Or if you'd like a little more to hold your focus there, you can feel into the expansion and contraction of the abdomen with the breath. And as the body's energy settles, maybe your mind feels more settled. Maybe you have more of those moments of feeling peace, feeling that the mind is full of light, feeling some kind of positive sensation arise that you might want to just take in and enjoy for a couple of breaths. Thank you. And finally, we can move into the deepest or most subtle layer of our being, which is the mind. So we focused on the body and we focused on the energy system. Now what happens if you invite your mind to rest? In a way, we've already been doing this a bit. The mind has been just resting at the center of the abdomen, or it's been resting with the sensation of the breath flowing into and out of the body. So this is not exactly new. But see what happens. If now you continue to rest the mind in the center of the abdomen, but you also just allow the mind itself to be what you're noticing. So if you think of the mind as like the sky, thoughts would be like clouds passing through, like birds flying through. Anything can pass through the mind, but can you keep your attention on the space itself? On that quality of awareness, attention. So let's just see what happens if you try that. If you're trying to notice the mind itself, not just thoughts, you might have already noticed that you can't really do that from the outside. You can only really feel the mind using the mind itself. So in Buddhism, we talk about non-dual awareness or attention. And dual attention would be if I'm sort of noticing a thought arise and there's a sense of me and there's a sense of the thought. Non-dual, or as one of my lamas at Don Mountain likes to say, less dual attention, is when there's less of a sense of a split between me and a thing that I'm observing. So the mind isn't really a thing even. And when we just allow our attention to kind of rest in that spaciousness of mind, you might find, or maybe you don't find this, but you might find that there's not a need to focus the mind on an object. You can just allow the mind to rest. You can just notice as thoughts float through and just leave. And if you're experimenting with this and it feels like it's not working, feel free to go back to resting the mind on the flow of breath in the center of the abdomen, or just relaxing the whole body. But if you'd like to continue playing with this possibility of just allowing the mind to kind of rest in a less dual state, can take these next few minutes and just see what happens when you allow that kind of resting. maybe thoughts arise, move through the mind, vanish. Maybe some internal sound arises or an internal image. Maybe it's not even a thought, just something kind of subtle moving around in your mind. Can you notice that? Can you not get stuck to it? And really, any time you notice that your mind has sort of grabbed onto an object, maybe that you've gotten swept away by a thought, or you've started listening to a sound, as you come out of that state of having grabbed onto that object, there is a spaciousness. There is a freedom. So those moments can be really powerful ones of little miniature waking up. Now, whatever has been happening, whether you've been resting in a spacious mind, or you've been completely distracted, or even just feeling the sensations in the body, if there's any positive experience or positive aspect to your experience, like maybe you feel more relaxed, maybe your mind feels clearer. See if you can just hold that experience for 2, 3, 4 breaths. Finally, you can begin to come back up again out of this meditative state. And as your mind comes back up, back out, maybe you begin to wiggle your fingers and toes or you open your eyes, and just invite you to maybe make a wish or aspiration for how you'd like the benefit of this practice to ripple out, to impact others as well. And finally, we can close the meditation. Hopefully have a restful evening or day or morning or whatever time it is for you. Thanks for meditating together today.